Item 6, from the Superintendent, House of Correction, requesting approval of an amendment to a contract for an additional expenditure in the amount of $24,003 with ADIC for the provision of alcohol and other drug abuse treatment and cognitive intervention programming classes. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Hafman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is an issue that we inherited from the Sheriff's Department when we took over the House Correction. It was for a program for AODA treatment, which the total cost for the annual cost was $66,000. $42,000 was based on tax levy dollars. Another $24,000 was based on an OGA grant. The Sheriff's Department came before you, I believe, in March to get approval to use the $42,000, and then they would report back to you once the grant money was obtained. Unfortunately, the grant monies were not obtained, so we could not pay the full contract, but we did have money in our programming budget to pay the balance of the contract and run the services through to the end of the year. So what we're asking is that we be allowed to pay them the $24,000 out of our programming budget.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Move approval.
Motions for approval. Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Superintendent Hafman, I noticed in your report you said that you guys are considering some changes to the program in 2014. Can you share with me what those ideas are you're considering?
Yes, this in fact, this ADIC contract actually goes back to 2005, and then it's been renewed each year. What we're looking at, we're actually partnering with UWM. They're doing research. We have graduate students who are interviewing the inmates now, and we're trying to determine what their AODA needs might be so we can target a program that specifically meets the needs for those people that are incarcerated in Milwaukee County. Based on that, we hope to develop a program that will be coming back to you at a later date, depending on what the cost of that program would be. Temporarily, what we will have, though, is part of our ARMOR contract, which is a middle contract. They do provide group counseling and AODA individually, so we'll be doing that, and we also do our faith-based counseling for AODA. So we'll still have that program in place, but we're looking at expanding it. In fact, the Benedict Center also is running a pilot program that is took place, will be ending at the end of this month, and based on that pilot program, they're going to be proposing a specific program for female inmates with AODA issues. So we'll be entering into those at a later time.
Okay. And if this amendment should fail, what would the impact be on the inmates who participate in this program?
As far as the inmates are enrolled and they will continue with the services, what it would mean is the vendor won't get paid for the full cost of their services.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments from committee? If not, you made the motion.
I did.
Motion for approval by, all right, on item 6, that's motion for approval.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Right,
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. Take item 7.